difficult act to follow. And however, I will attempt it. I have my advisors have provided me with plenty of material here tonight. I'll bring all the data before the American people, and we'll present it to them, for they, of course, in the end, will make the final decision was on the tip of my tongue. I don't know what they're going to make it is. Could you please bring it up a little bit there? I tried to get the Marine Band to play this for us. Thank you. We don't have much time here. We have about maybe eight or nine minutes. And it's fascinating, State of the Union message, really. You know, we're all of us here together. It's funny, we rarely talk about how it feels, you know, to be an American. I don't mean anti this guy or anti that guy, or a Democrat or a Republican or whatever you might be, vegetarian or just plain cuckoo bird. And by the way, the Cuckoo Bird Party, I understand, is having their convention next month, and they're going to try to field the candidate for 76. Of course, they've fielded several others in the past, unofficially. However, we rarely talk about that. You know, how it feels to be what we are. We're Americans. We're not French. We're not English. We're not Japanese. We're Americans. And all of us have thousands of things back in our... Well, I hate to use the word memory. I suppose you might say our backgrounds that are common, really. And I can remember States of the Union address. My old man, every time I've ever heard a State of the Union address, I have always been in the presence of people who, as the State of the Union address is being delivered, whether you hear it on radio or television, however it comes over, there's always been about five guys walking around the room saying, "Oh, would you listen to that? Oh, come on, come on." And I can remember that almost as a counterpoint to any major address by any candidate, no matter how beloved he was at the time. And I remember my old man. It was a fascinating example of that. The very first, do you remember the very first time you ever heard a president when you were a kid? You do actually remember it? Not just, just whipping it out. Yeah, I remember. Do you honestly remember it? Do you remember it well? The first president I can actually remember as a little kid was FDR. And he was given a State of the Union or something. And I can remember my old man sitting there. He has, a can of beer in his hand. And every time the Congress would break out in great applause, roars, whenever the president says something, he would say, "My friends, and in the future." And my old man said, "Oh, would you listen to this? Listen to this guy." So I guess that is about as basically American as you can get. In fact, I was once privileged to talk to a guy who grew up in a very different atmosphere and in a very different country. And he said that it would have been unthinkable for anybody out loud to have been walking around the room and hollering, "Listen to this guy, listen to this guy," in his country. He says, not that you didn't think it. He said, "You just didn't say it." Now, we've got a couple of little things here we're going to have to run in very fast that our advisors have provided us for this opportunity tonight to present to you the American people.
Your AMC dealers got the all-new mid-size car that economizes on everything but comfort. That car, the roomy 74 Matador. And another important advantage, our 74 Matador comes with an economical six-cylinder engine as standard equipment. And consider this, Matador is the only new mid-size car backed by all the benefits of the exclusive AMC Buyer Protection Plan. Which means that under normal usage and accepting tires, if anything AMC did goes wrong with your new 74 Matador in the first 12 months or 12,000 miles, we'll fix or replace it free. Come in today. Meet the unbeatable combination. 74 Matador backed by the AMC Buyer Protection Plan.
Yes, he stands four square behind you. See your AMC dealer where you get a good deal. That's kind of nice. Let's see. And while you're about it now, I feel a little embarrassed after a gigantic State of the Union message, and the wires are hot, and all of a sudden Shepard breaks in and starts to sell Orville Redenbacher's gourmet popping corn. It takes a certain amount of brass to do it, and by God, we've got, if nothing, brass all the way down the line. I have trouble, though, when it gets very cold. I'm afraid one day that it's going to get so... Well, we're not going to have that. At least I'm not a monkey. Orville Redenbacher's gourmet popping corn lives totally up to its unbelievably prestigious name. And for those of you who don't know Orville Redenbacher's gourmet popping corn, I can only say that Orville Redenbacher has devoted his entire adult life to perfecting this new breed of popping corn. Some say it was madness. Others are indifferent. But Orville Redenbacher was a man who ignored public opinion and marched to his own drummer. The sound of distant popcorn machines going. And Orville Redenbacher's popcorn has his own picture on the label, and it shows you what it's taken out of the man. You know, they always say that the president, you can see day by day he ages, and because of the fact... Of course, everybody else does, too. This has always seemed to me one of those non sequiturs that, that the press comes up with. But nevertheless, Orville Redenbacher was aged deeply during his creation of his popcorn, and it now remains the greatest popcorn the world has ever known. One, two, three, four.
You know, you can see up to 6 Caribbean islands in 1 week for not much more than you'd spend to stay on one island. Just hop aboard a Cunard cruise ship. Cunard will arrange to fly you to and from San Juan, where you board the Cunard Ambassador or Cunard Adventurer. It's extraordinary fun. You visit up to 6 islands in 7 days. Islands like Antigua for beaches, Barbados for tennis, St. Thomas for shopping, plus St. Martin and Martinique. Your Cunard cruise ship is like a resort hotel that sails from island to island. On board ship, there's more to do than on most islands. You can swim all day, drink at the poolside bar, dance at the cabaret, or in the nightclub where there's a live floor show. There's a movie every evening, and there's a captain's cocktail party. All this, plus your airfare, stateroom, meals, and superb British service are included in one reasonable price. Call your travel agent or Cunard. Great ships of British registry since 1840.
Oh, what an elegant accent. Very elegant. did you see... No, I better not bring up that movie. So very nice. Although I will concede that there's a lot more to do on board ship than on many islands. Fantastic stuff happens on ships. Wow. And not much happens on a lot of islands. You know, a few bugs here and there bite you. Warm beer and that sort of stuff. Speaking of warm beer, I think I'm going to lay some diet bread on you tonight. You know, popcorn bread. We're selling boats. Everything here tonight. The bakers of Hollywood Bread say to you that if you're one of those guys who feel that you cannot lose weight unless you give up bread, you're off on the wrong barking tree. They say that you can. And the bread lovers who wish to lose weight, they're offering Eleanor Hansberry's Calorie and Carbohydrate Guide Free. It's an exciting book. Just great illustrations, woodcuts, all kinds of symbolism. It's a little racy. I'd suggest you keep it away from the kids. That's Eleanor Hansberry's Calorie and Carbohydrate Guide Free, wherever Hollywood bread is sold. Phew. Well, we've certainly had an exciting show tonight. I mean, that's been great. Certainly as the Marine Band marches on stage again, the combined Houses of Congress rise. You know, sometimes I have I think of these things, you know. I just, as a performer, I see myself walking out before the combined Houses of Congress. And how I would like to do it, you know, have my shades on, go out, smoke one of these balsa wood cigars, look down at the crowd, say, hey, listen, I got some great home movies that I took when I was on that state visit to Bolivia, and I'd like to show them to you here. These were taken after dark in a little place I know there on the waterfront. And after that, we'll get to all that, you know, that dull stuff like taxes. Can you imagine one night if some president gets on and says, we're going to give the State of the Union tonight, and we'd like to announce beforehand that no longer does the Union exist as we used to know it. It's now a military government. We've taken over. We've put 27,000 people in jail. If there's any questions, call us, but be sure that you're very careful about giving your name. And to the State of the Union, bring it up at large, please. You know, you've heard of all those exciting things that happen in all those other countries. You know, I mean, crowds cheering at the palace, guys standing up on a balcony with a bullhorn, wearing a uniform. Oh, those are, you know, that's style. That's what life is about. Very good. This is WOR New York, by George, and you stay tuned for John Wingate and the news and everything else.